For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. About 4,000 Iraqi forces started their advance toward a number of villages about 75 kilometers southeast of the city. Iraqi forces have been gathering in the area in recent weeks. French police have arrested a man they say was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country, the French interior minister saying that there was no intangible evidence linking the plot to either the attacks in Paris last year or Brussels, where 31 were killed on Tuesday. Meantime, Brussels security agencies are under an intense spotlight. That story from VOA's Jeff Selden.
With an urgent manhunt underway for suspects in the Brussels terror attacks, pressure on Belgium reached a new high, the country's interior minister offering to resign.
If you put everything in a row, then you can say that you can indeed ask big questions in a number of areas about the Justice Department and the developments afterwards, and also about the police.
Criticism has come in from all over. Some U.S. officials have also been critical. But what has them especially worried is that shortfalls in Belgium and other European countries are not new, many of them dating back to the terror attacks in Madrid and London in 2004 and 2005. There is hope a new European counterterrorism center will help. Still, many current and former counterterror officials say a wake-up call is long overdue. Jeff Selden, Washington.
Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled he might retire. It came in a new video that appeared online. Boko Haram is blamed for 20,000 deaths since beginning its insurgency in northern Nigeria in 2009. This is VOA News. United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. After a four-hour meeting in Moscow, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that cooperation between the U.S. and Russia has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
Secretary Kerry also said he is aware of violations of the established ceasefire, but he says these are being carefully monitored. United States has accused a number of Iranians of carrying out a massive computer hacking scheme on behalf of the Iranian government. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch explains.
We have unsealed an indictment against seven alleged experienced hackers employed by computer security companies working on behalf of the Iranian government, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. A federal grand jury in Manhattan found that these seven individuals conspired together and with others to conduct a series of cyber attacks against civilian targets in the United States financial services industry that in total, or in all, in sum, cost the victims tens of millions of dollars.
Despite Lynch's high-profile announcement of the case in Washington, it's unclear if any actual prosecutions will take place. None of the seven has been apprehended, and there is no indication that Tehran would turn them over to U.S. authorities. Washington has no extradition treaty with Iran. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has hailed the conviction of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic as historic. He said that the judgment shows that fugitives cannot evade justice according to the law. The court found that the 70-year-old Karadzic, guilty of Serbian atrocities throughout Bosnia's 1992-95 war that left 100,000 people dead. President Obama headed back to Washington after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and a historic visit to Cuba. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but says his administration will comfort the past with honesty and transparency. The president's critics say his visit to Argentina included many who lost friends or relatives during the years under the military government, and said that Mr. Obama should not have come to the country on the 40th anniversary of Argentina's so-called dirty war. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.